So, we are eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. It is our knowing that there are many things that your life has caused you to launch into your vibrational escrow. We can feel fully who that part of you has become. And we can feel the vibrational relationship between where you are and that. And so, as we visit together, we will offer the perfect explanation to help you to turn and go in the direction of that which you are wanting. The only thing that we powerfully desire that you get as a result of this experience that we are all having here today, if you just get this one thing, we will call this the success of all successes, because it will lead you to anything and everything that you want. Make a decision to just make peace with where you are in an attitude of, I am where I am. And we really want you to think about that in terms of Jerry and Esther just being 10 or 20 or 30 miles from Phoenix on their way to San Diego, never stopping and feeling critical about being only 30 miles out. And so the words you want to say to yourself over and over again, so powerful, you might want to write these down. I am where I am. And that's okay. I am where I am. Because wherever you are an extension of source energy, and you're here exploring contrast, and you are where you are, having given birth to so many things, and you are where you are in relationship with those things, but the stream is flowing, and you are where you are, but so what? There's always going to be you in a stream on your way to something. It's always going to be that way. You're always going to be in this flowing stream. You cannot get out of this flow. You cannot. You can paddle upstream if you want to, but you're going to get tired, and you're going to get sick, and you're going to get ornery, and you're going to complain that life isn't good to you. Just let go of the oars. Just let go and stop struggling. Stop explaining. Stop justifying. Stop worrying. Stop complaining. Stop noticing. Stop paying attention to things as they are. And just relax and begin to softly turn your thoughts in the direction of, wouldn't it be nice if something would change just a little bit? And as you relax in that attitude of knowing that you are source energy in this magnificent stream. Oh, friends, we know we're getting carried away here, but we've seen the flow. We know the flow. We are the flow. We know the current of all that is, and it is a powerful stream of well-being. There is not a source of evil or of sickness. There's just paddling against the current until you wear yourself down and don't allow yourself to go in the direction of that which is natural to you. We've seen the stream before you jumped into this physical body, and we can feel the power and the clarity of that which you are. And we've seen all of the generations of human who have been even in your time-space reality, who have given birth to further desires. And so we know this current of well-being. We can feel how powerful it is. And we so much want to impress upon you that you are already worthy you were when you got here, and that your work isn't to do anything other than to trust and know your worthiness and relax in to the loving liquid love of source energy and of this stream that will carry you toward not that which source has decided is good for you, that which you knew before you got here and that you have offered incrementally since you got here. In other words, oh, the vibrational escrow that you have achieved. So, you the only one that's got a vibrational escrow? There is a vibrational escrow that mass consciousness has launched. Now think about this. So you were non-physical energy, still are, but before you came into this body, you were this pure positive energy. And you projected yourself into the physical body, explored contrast, and gave birth to more, which source became. Getting the picture? So can you feel what source is becoming as a result of all of this life exposure and life experience? So now that non-physical energy is expressing into new babies. That's why they hit the ground running. That's why they're born internet ready. Because they are that source energy that is the extension, the compilation, the wholeness of all that you have lived. So this vibrational escrow that you are all individually contributing to, that is this incredible mass consciousness, vibrational escrow, that's who they are, and that's what they are being born into. That's why they're so ready for it when they get here. And that, friends, is what the generation gap is all about. They're already vibrationally up to speed. You've been paddling upstream. You've been practicing the art of resistance. Do you know that today you could decide, you could hear us and get it. You could get the idea of this huge stream of vibrational escrow that is there waiting for you and calling you to it. And you could relax and stop explaining and justifying and struggling. And you could, in a day, get up to speed with where those little ones are as they are born. When they're born, they look at you and you know what they're saying? Hi. Ooh, what a wonderful place this is with so much potential. Oh, I'm so glad I came. And you say, be careful. Watch out. I felt like that at first when I got here, but there's a lot of things you got to worry about. I got a list. Come to me every day and I'll remind you how hard life is. And I'll teach you that there are these canoes and there are these oars. And what's really important is that you point upstream and you work really hard. And if you do, others who are sweating and struggling like you will really, really like you. And we say, ah, the little ones are saying to you, what? Have you lost your mind? Have you forgotten that there is only a stream of well-being? Have you forgotten who we are? Have you forgotten that source energy will give us anything that life causes us to ask for, that source becomes it, and that the resources are there for us? Those little ones come as teachers, as do the beasts of your planet. Jerry and Esther walked around the lake every day for a few days, and every day the mother duck was sitting with her head under her wing, every day. And her babies were out paddling around, squawking around. And Esther said to the mother, is this all you do? Just bask in the well-being of your life while you let your little ones fend for themselves? She did not wake up to answer, but we will tell you that the beasts of your planet and the babies of your planet are remembering that the current of well-being is dominant, and that when you stop the struggle, it will be yours. So, what do you want to talk about? We're eager to visit with you about anything that is important to you. It will be a wonderful unfolding. Those who are preparing your question will come first. The questions that are born out of what you hear here are wonderful questions. In other words, as you feel the inspiration, we will feel you feel it. And today we will have an experience of co-creating at its best. We encourage you to understand that we know what you want to know, and we know the best way to explain it to you. And through a sequence of wonderful questions and answers, everything that you've come to understand will happen here. It really is co-creating at its best. So don't let yourself get frustrated at not getting called on, because that frustration will only hold you apart from the answer that we're giving to you, and everyone else will get it and you won't. Begin right here. Stand if you think it's you. This finger is pointing at a lot, so yes.